Got my dog.
Raw Dog Kings in the building.
In the building. Let's go. Mr. Stay-at-home dad. Let's go, Henny Driz here.
You can cheat, boo.
What you can do?
I can cheat, boo.
Mr. Need a condom on purpose. Let's go.
She here, huh?
I'm gonna home and get you. Put that thing up, boy.
Raw Dog King's in the building, man.
Raw Dog King, what's
we
good with
we back
you,
kid, early man? With it, baby.
Early
back.
In the week, kids, you know? Mondays ain't that bad. Come on.
Go spend money with a white view.
On Mondays? What you call Mondays?
I don't know, bro.
Think of something else. What they call Mondays?
Broke nigga Monday. You'll be broke after the weekend.
Oh, nigga, you ever come to Monday, you regret having that good time for the weekend? You be like, damn, I should have went a little easier.
What? Nigga went 3 bottles hard at the office over the weekend.
Niggas had too much recreational fun. They call it Monday. They also call it Monday.
Money bag Monday, some shit like that.
I'm just talking in general, bro.
What they call it?
Damn, I don't feel like saying Mad Crush Mondays.
You said it, bitch.
I said that. I mean, you know, but that's not for me. You know what I'm saying?
Some hoe might have a crush on you.
Oh, that's what's up, boo. You know what I'm saying? But nah. I guess Monday, they don't even got no kind of specials. For Monday. You know, you got Taco Tuesday.
Bitch, ain't nothing on lit for Monday, bro.
Mango Mondays.
There you go.
Get some sliced fruit.
Raw Dog King Monday.
You gotta be somewhere with M, though, you know what I'm saying? Somewhere with M. You know dumb niggas like when shit start with the same letter. You feel me? It gotta be something like that, man.
I don't know what's a Monday. I don't know what's good for a Monday.
I don't know, yeah, but just Mellow Mondays. Back to reality. Back to reality Mondays.
Mellow Monday. Nigga just told me you gotta go back to with an M. This nigga said back to reality. None of them shit was an M.
Nigga, whatever, bro. Because I know you broke the rules, so that's why.
I'm glad you jumping off the cliff with me.
I'm a team player. Let's make that money stretch Mondays. You know what I'm saying? $21.56 left in that account.
The Thursday night.
Niggas be tight, boy.
Man, niggas don't go nowhere.
That's what niggas
gas be on half a quarter tank. Nigga, for the whole week.
Whatever niggas gas left on that Monday, niggas gotta make that work.
They gotta make it. Mm-hmm. What you mean?
Niggas gotta make that work for the week. Man. Like niggas be thinking like, damn, bro. Niggas be praying they bank.
Bro, what's hot in the streets right now, man?
You know what I'm saying?
I heard the queen of hip-hop drop the album.
Ooh.
I don't consider that, but...
What you mean? You don't consider Nicki Minaj
the queen of hip-hop? Hell no.
Who is then?
Not her.
Stop it, bro. Who the queen?
I don't know, but Queen Latifah.
Hey, come on, kid. I'm throwback Thursday, bitches. Come on,
bro. I don't know, bro. Bitches that can really spit, though, bro.
Don't try Nicki like that, bro. She can spit, but she ain't my cup of tea.
Shout out to Safari.
Oh, you don't believe she really wrote her raps. She don't really write her raps. Uh-huh. Now, she low-key been kind of trash since Safari left.
15 years went down the drain, huh?
Damn, dog. That's tough, kid.
But I heard that shit was a couple songs, or a couple bars in a song was tough.
What's that? Who songs?
The Queen.
On the Queen album.
Yeah.
This album.
Some shit called Barbie Dreams, I guess.
I gotta listen to it. I don't know. I don't want to sound sexist. But it just ain't me. I was just gonna be feeling Nicki, bro. Like,
I don't either. I fuck with Dej Loaf. I fuck with Lil Loaf now.
Man, she been gone for a little minute, bro.
That's all right, bro. She was too until she dropped this shit.
Nah, Nicki be on features and stuff. Crazy.
Just got on. You just seen her on 6ix9ine shit.
No, she been on here. Ain't she on Big Bank, YG?
You got the wrong nigga to ask that shit.
See, that's why. You be having so much to say about something you don't know. Bruh. You know what?
The wrong nigga about YG.
Bruh.
See, I know she fucked up, boot up. How about that?
Yeah, she was trash on
Moondog. Yeah, she fucked the whole soul up in that right there, bro.
Nikki took all the soul out there.
God damn, dog.
Bruh.
She hurt my feelings.
Nigga never felt so unwanted of a boo.
God,
so
God.
I see Nikki.
When it cheat on my boo.
Nikki make you mad, man. Fuck this shit. Try to smack you back cheating.
God damn.
Yeah, she took that. Quavo was better. But well, he sucked it out too, but Nicki really took that.
I ain't even make it.
Word.
What Quavo was that? Hey, you know,
he
was
oh,
like,
yeah, yeah,
hey, you know. I thought it was Nicki. Yeah, I heard that first.
Nicki took someone's soul in to get cut. The Quavo.
Cut, bro. I heard too much cussing, bro. But you know, I'm one of them niggas that hate too much cussing on R&B, bro.
I don't remember it like that. I don't know if it was a lot of cussing.
Well, it was either cussing or graphic for me to change that shit, girl.
It was too graphic.
You know that bitch like to put her pussy on niggas' sideburns, bruh, so... You know that shit be taking me to another... I don't know if you want to hear that shit, bruh.
Yeah, I'd be feeling weird when I like a female song and they say some, like, female shit.
Yeah, you gotta be like, oh, Lord.
You gotta pause yourself for that.
You like to always say the part in the song.
Sometimes you say it.
Don't lie on me, yeah. Bro. I always change the words.
Sometimes a nigga slip up, bro. You know what I'm saying?
Don't try to blame me, though.
Nigga listen to a female song and be like, I take your man.
Nigga be feeling it, too.
Sometimes nigga feeling it slip up and say, I take your man. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes nigga.
I'd rather stay quiet.
Nah, I'm not saying
if I know the part coming up, I'm shut the fuck up.
Yeah, it's better to just say quiet. True.
Nigga, whole body stop moving and all.
What?
You know niggas be trying hard at the vibe doing the whole song.
Nigga standing still.
Ooh, that head get the... Hey, hold up.
Nigga standing still saying... Nigga standing still saying, I'm still in love with you, boy.
That song was the shit, though.
Nah, that's what niggas for oldest say.
That's when Jamaica was invading America hard, boy, with the music, boy.
Early times.
Early times.
You know what I'm saying?
Bojo, free Bojo! Oh. Coming home soon. Hey, what's today?
What's that?
Yeah, I don't know. I know niggas was mad at me last time. Shout out everybody. Free. Nigga, Kodak coming home in a few days, boy. Shout out to the point guard of Florida, man. Point, run this shit, boy.
Florida, run this shit right
boy,
now.
Niggas have coats over there, bro, when Kodak songs get played, from what I was told.
Word. Oh, yeah, yeah, hell yeah. Them
niggas sacrificing no, niggas.
Like, a lot of niggas like Kodak, kid, but damn, them Broward niggas.
Niggas getting sacrificed in Broward for Kodak, man.
Bro, you be in the club in Broward when Kodak come on, kid. They hang up one of their dolls on a hook and put them in the air, bro. Like, them niggas gonna
praise him.
They pick one homeboy to put in the air and hold him up there, boy.
Look like the white hoes on that movie with this boy. Pick the bitches up, bro. I know them little young hoes know what movie I'm talking about, bro.
You gotta be more descriptive.
Nah, bro. I can't remember. There's a bunch of white girls on that devil shit playing with a boy and they pick themselves up. They know what the fuck.
Speaking of movies, tell the people about your disappointment
tonight. I want my $8 back. Fee was trash.
The movie was trash,
but the fee was all right if it was a better movie. But
now you try to support black business and they let you down.
Fuck Spike Lee.
Damn. No, Spike, that, what nigga, you saw? Nigga when last, you saw black... What,
I don't know, even know how to say
black
that shit.
Black Kingsman or yeah. No, black... Black and knees or black and something?
It ain't that. It's like black Klansman.
Black Klansman or something. Yeah,
something to do with the Klan.
Yeah, yeah. Black Klansman.
Yeah, it's that.
Something
black
like
Klansman,
that.
Klansman, bro.
We close, bro.
Like the ending, towards the end, the shit get good, but the whole lead to that shit, oh my God. That shit trash. Bro.
That nigga Spike Lee ain't make a.
Since he got games.
I ain't even watched that kid, but...
Do you never watch
it? But I heard it's a classic. How long ago that was, bro?
99.
We need a researcher in here. So, we can't be doing our own research and talking. So. We need to try to look that up, bro.
Because I know Chirac was his, right? That shit was trash.
All the Chicago niggas, man.
Yeah, they ain't like that nigga movie,
bro. Bro, all those Chicago niggas was mad.
Like, when Pulp Fiction came out, bro, because that shit was here too. No, that was that. That's that cracker. I forgot Quentin Tarantino, that nigga that did Django.
Yeah, Django. That's a real slave empowerment movie.
But oh, that movie was trash. Denzel Washington tried it.
Oh, he was in it?
He's the main character. Oh, he's the main character. Black man. He basically the first black man. He the Jackie Robinson of that police station.
That nigga did it because he got a lot of respect. His dad got a lot of respect for Spike Lee. He didn't really want to do that movie.
He is the one that did He Got Game, Denzel. So,
oh,
yeah.
See, exactly, yeah. Man. That's what that is, man.
That's probably his biggest.
That nigga trying to break out.
He only been in series, right? He ain't been in no movie before
I
that?
I ain't seen him in no movies. You know what I'm saying?
So but that's his breakout movie?
I guess so, but it's trash. Breakout trash.
I mean, it might be trash to me, though,
bro. I mean, it probably shows some range.
You know, there's certain historian African-Americans that might enjoy that shit or something.
Oh,
man.
Like, I guess so.
Because I mean, I seen the couple people I seen in there, they brought their son, like, they showing what that was.
Yeah, what's the last movie you were supposed to bring to and see somebody so you could educate them?
Yeah.
Too deep for you. Nigga got too deep. That's what dumb nigga. When a dumb nigga get mad, nigga say, damn. When he get stumped a little bit.
Nigga was gonna say Incredible too.
God damn, nigga. You were gonna say animated movie?
Nah, bro, I can't.
Lion King was always inspirational. Yeah, I don't know for what reason.
When you grow up, you see the...
The reason?
Yeah, like, when you little, it's just enjoyment. Like,
as you grow up, so what's the reasoning behind Lion King?
Bruh.
I'm asking you too many hard questions.
No, when you ask a nigga, can I smoke three joints? You asking him kind of questions, right?
A nigga ask a question, and if he turned around and say, bruh. Well, damn. That nigga frustrated, and
you gonna get a lot of dumb messages about me, bruh, with my dumbness right now.
Oh, my bad, man. Let me not put that out there.
Good,
like
bruh. You know I don't give a fuck.
Let me backtrack. Let me put up
good,
some.
Good, man. I just gotta give me a little second to think of. A movie that was inspirational.
You moving like Kanye right now. Okay. Yeah. Free thinking. Nah, listen, you know what? Oh, you ain't see what happened to him recently?
Yeah, what's his name? Put him on the spot.
Jimmy Kimmel.
He ain't had no camera to flash that nigga out that sunken place, nigga.
Fuck you, man. Sunken place.
That nigga, them claps, they said them claps brought him back.
That nigga
was just like, oh, shit.
Goddamn, that moment ain't making nigga look more stumped.
But, bro, that nigga Kanye was lost for word. What he said was impactful, bro. The nigga said, bro, you said...
No, they questioned what he said.
No, what Jimmy said. Jimmy said, bro, you said... George Bush don't care for black people, bro. Yeah. How the fuck you cool with this nigga who over here separating their kids from their family, from their mama and... Bro, you got three kids. I know you felt that, bro. That nigga had to feel that, bro. Word. Nigga got three kids, bro. Just had one not too long ago, probably, and two older ones, bro. How the fuck he don't feel that, bro?
Yeah, sound like you mad at Kanye.
I am, though. He shouldn't be on that. Nigga, I love Kanye. That's why, though.
This nigga changed.
Nigga had just heard that graduation album when I was riding earlier, bro. That shit's so fire, bro.
That nigga changed, bro.
Bruh.
I don't know what's up with Kanye, bro. That nigga bugging.
Nigga tripping heavy.
Yeah, my bad, bro. I didn't mean to rile you up like that.
Nah, bro.
But listen, that nigga bugging.
What? No, all right, hold on. You gonna find this movie that's inspiration to niggas, bro?
Oh, yeah. What movie? I mean, I'm gonna say...
You tell me and see if I can figure out some other shit.
I say Pursuit of Happiness.
Though. Oh, I thought you meant recently. No, bro.
I'm just saying, bro. Name one, bro.
Inspiration
that's
to niggas?
Bro, if I go watch Pursuit of Happiness, bro, I gotta come back and go take somebody to go watch that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, so, we did go see that. That shit was tight.
Word, bro. Like
young niggas.
You go watch Pursuit of Happiness by yourself, bro. You gonna come back and get somebody to go watch it with you and watch it again, bro.
Shout out to us.
Shout out to us as inspiration. It did inspire niggas, so gang like. Shout out to us, a classic.
Yeah, shout out to got a whole bunch of niggas like me speaking about to our nigga. Fuck you, me.
Shout out to us. Big up.
Look at DJ Kelly.
Damn, that nigga ain't talking that movie, though. Nigga, shout out to us. It is inspirational, but damn. I don't know.
Shout to that baby.
That's a that movie is a classic, dog. Damn, I wish they would've made a part two. You know what I'm saying? But nah, Pursuit of Happiness, bro.
Dumb five, bro.
Damn, what the hell?
Matter of fact, he make a lot of little inspirational shit.
Who, Will Smith? Mm-hmm. I don't know. On Instagram, he that nigga, bro. Oh, my God. That nigga inspire
that.
You,
bro. Everybody say that.
That nigga say, like, bro, that nigga say something like, be them bushes. Them bushes filled with leaves. Don't be the leaves that fall off those bushes. No, niggas is going crazy, bro.
You about to have niggas go crazy.
That was impactful. Bro.
Don't be the leaves that fall off the bush.
be the leaf that's the strongest on that bush.
You should have said the root, but okay.
Whatever, nigga. It don't matter. Just my point is, that nigga Wilson say anything on Instagram.
It's going viral.
You better believe in yourself that day. Bruh. What, bro? You listen to a Will Smith quote on Instagram. That nigga start making you fuck with the best friend that you thought was no good for so long. Depending on how he feel that day. You feel me? Like now you go send her that one message. Oh, I'm cutting everybody off. If you need me, you know how to reach me. I'm gone for a while. That nigga Wilson make you feel all kind of ways, but mostly he make you feel like you should believe in yourself and, you know, motivate yourself.
All those Tyler Perry movies.
Hey, Tyler Perry movies trash, man. You gotta be only niggas 38 and up like Tyler Perry movies. Oh. 38 and up, kid. Niggas and bitches that never been to the club. Them who like Tyler Perry movies, man, them shits is trash.
What,
man?
I could do bad by myself. Hold on. Daddy's Little Girl is a Tyler Perry movie?
Oh, that shit lit. That's
inspirational movie right there.
That's an inspirational movie right there. No, that's that.
Nah, that shit.
That don't inspire you. It just
single black man out here dealing with baby mama drug dealing habits.
Well, that should just make you want to be in your kid's life.
That should be a lot of inspiration.
If you was being a bad father, that's all it do, make you want to be a better father.
That's inspiration.
You're right, boy. That's not what I was talking about, though. But I guess you look for inspiration in different levels and factors of your life.
That could inspire a black community of deadbeat daddies.
That's true. That's nice.
To come through.
And that's the thing about today's society, bro. Niggas is proud to be fathers now. I like that. For 9 out of 10 niggas these days, niggas, I don't know. Then again, they might be just posting nice pictures.
I wasn't gonna say that.
I mean, I'm giving niggas the benefit of the doubt, and these niggas is good fathers.
But that one nigga.
But there's that one nigga.
When you go see his baby mama Facebook status, it say shit like, "Oh, that nigga got him for the weekend." You see him?
Niggas do one thing one time. They take the dad of the year.
Bro, nigga he got 16 outfits for that weekend, bro, so he could post that shit every other week, bro. Oh, I hate niggas like that, but whatever. Bro.
But that's what I said.
Shout out to you niggas out here, Ridley and your kids.
Yeah, that's what's up. Like I said, give niggas a benefit of doubt. So that niggas is posting these nice pictures with your children.
Shit, it's beautiful.
It's beautiful. I like that. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, back to you tripping? You been on the recent timeline? What it is? Back to school time, bro?
Nah, I ain't tripping about that. I ain't care about that. He's always trying to enjoy the last 2 weeks of summer.
Niggas that screenshotted his baby mama picture posted it up. No, I'm just saying word. I don't know
what you're talking
about. I said niggas taking their baby mama pictures off Instagram, screenshotting and posting on their shit.
Oh, word. Oh, man. Our niggas working hard.
Not no bitches gonna feel that.
That's what's up, kid.
No, that's not what's up.
My bad.
This nigga here, bro.
Nigga need a
public. Hey, bro, when the fuck Miller gonna sign? We used to, bro.
That nigga signed today, Ken.
Bro, we been here for the last whole week.
I've been here for 3 weeks, three different stories. All the same story. Like, oh, bro, for 3 weeks he signed. It's on, like, it's
AP. AP. He said, I gotta come off the bench.
Oh, man. What was Pete?
I don't know. That's what he screamed at last year when they told him he was coming off the bench.
Oh, that nigga spoke into existence.
AP. They said, I gotta come off the bench.
Sure,
bro, who's starting over this nigga in Houston, though, bro? That small forward.
Starting over who?
Carmelo.
Gerald Green.
What the fuck?
That's what Melo trash ass came to. Gerald Green.
Yeah.
Bro. Nah, dead ass
Melo. Eight fingers?
I only got 8 fingers?
Yeah, he got a 9. One of them shits.
Damn.
He missing a ring finger. I don't know which hand it is.
He must ain't really need that finger. Or you're born without it.
I don't know. I just know you got it.
If you had to pick one finger to lose, which one you'd choose?
Damn, I don't know. Let me see how the cobra.
You gotta see how. You right? You know you can't lose that right hand.
I test the cobra before I give you that.
Yeah, that grip right there. Pause.
Hey man, shout out to you bitches getting your own money though.
That right hand come in handy when you need some me time.
That pinky.
when you meet,
I did dislocate this pinky, so
you meeting Jayla Fox for the first time.
That's that porn star?
Yeah.
That bad little bitch.
You said that in your sexy voice.
Bro, I love some porn. Bro, Lexi Cruz.
Oh man, that bitch, right?
Bro, what's that one hoe you put me on? Bro, that little hoe you love the most. Adams. Lacey.
What Lacey that? Lacey Duvall?
No, that's who you put me on? No,
Amy Anderson?
Nah, this sound like white bitches.
I don't watch white bitches. Yo, it's white
Cherokee.
Oh,
Beauty Visual. Only white bitch I know is Sarah J, cause she be fucking with black bitches.
Sarah J love black bitches. Bruh. That
she be having threesomes with like what that whole name is with the
Spicy J?
Nah, bro. It's a whole name.
We better reach for the computer.
It's a bro. It's bro. That whole name. Damn, I be seeing that whole.
Listen, it's crazy. I remember when niggas used to keep what they watch porn a secret.
What? Yeah, niggas were scared. They say they just busted open the Cherokee.
She was trash.
Damn,
though,
I can't remember the other hoe, bro. Damn.
Let me, I don't know what you're talking about, bro.
Fuck, man. Them porno, I love them hoes,
bro. Oh!
My favorite hoe of all time, bro.
Roxy Reynolds.
Boom!
Oh, man, that
beast. Bro, I pay that little cash app deposit.
You want a cash app, Roxy Reynolds?
I heard that's the new way, bro.
you want a little snippet.
I like this other whole name, Leighton Baton, too, bro.
That whole trash. She just got some big tits.
Yeah, bro. I love that whole for some reason. She trash, though, but yeah, I love that trash. Whole. Yeah. I love that whole, though.
She mean something to you.
Damn, you get to remember who your first porn bitch was?
Yeah, man. I can't.
Who your first was?
I ain't ashamed, but
I can tell you who I love the most was Roxy Reynolds, but I don't think she was the first bitch I probably watched. I remember watching white porn on channel 98 and 99 when there used to be Spice TV on that little black cable, illegal cable block. But I don't remember none of those bitches. When I became knowing the bitches was when I got into what they would call in the section. Ebony. Oh man, Ebony boy.
Yeah,
nigga learn how to really search. It was over. Nigga start breaking down categories. Ebony bitch. Ebony black ass.
Black butter, black goddess.
Amateur ebony.
Yeah, my teacher like it like that.
Yo! Hey, some of them teacher flicks be live,
though. By that build up,
yeah, man. Boy, shout out to that nigga left hook, boy.
Oh, whoa, whoa. Y'all
niggas don't
know.
Niggas don't know who left hook is, man.
Oh, stop.
Shout out to Charlie Brown. All the bitches y'all love. Oh shit.
That nigga gotta be retired now.
Still fucking that new bachelor. That Kirk, what's his name? Kirk what? TK Kirkland?
TK Kirkland.
That's the new batches of hoes he be talking about.
Oh, since I was a fresh roster. Mm-hmm. Every year, ready to experience life.
Damn, boy, niggas don't know who left hook. Man, fuck that. As much as niggas watch porn, nigga, you gotta know them niggas' names too, bro. Fuck you, man. Charlie, what are you? Charlie Mack, Rico
niggas,
Strong.
Niggas know niggas' name. I ain't gonna lie.
Rico Strong. Fuck you, man. Wesley Pike.
I see Rico Strong in the strip club. Good night.
Brian Pumper.
Man, I see Rico Strong in the strip club. I'm like, damn. That Rico Strong.
You want to go clap his ass?
Hell no, no, you bugging, dog.
Get some of that entertainment pussy on the head shake, right?
Nah, but I seen bitches around him, dog.
Bitches know who that is.
Word. They was taking pictures with that nigga and everything.
Nigga got a cool 7 stacks for that, right? Walk through.
Nah, I think that nigga was just having a good time. And I don't think that was worth it. Damn, bro, niggas need to pay me to walk through somewhere. just say hi.
Just a little walk through, like boot gang.
What? How much you think boot gang gets for a walk through?
I don't know. But he look like he's still eating. So
he do look like he getting bread. But I don't know how. Kid, this nigga, what talent this nigga got?
It don't matter. I mean, he rap, but
he entertaining. I suppose.
He rap, but it's always remember at the end of the day. These retarded ass people in the world, fans, they want to see that nigga do dumb shit. So, word. As long as he can keep doing dumb shit, shooting himself and trying to kill himself like Demi Lovato, whatever that whole name is. Yeah, like, if you gonna do that, nigga, people gonna be entertained with that shit.
Yeah, people are a little heartless these days, so you know. Nah, AK, hold on. You see that nigga Shiggy was apologizing for cheating? Look how it's crazy. That nigga started getting a little buzz.
I didn't see that, though. That's the nigga that did the dance thing.
Yeah, the Drake challenge thing, the Shiggy challenge.
He on some Kevin Hart shit now?
Yeah, bro. Like, there's some, I don't know, some chicks.
He married?
No, he got a girl, though. But I think he was on Breakfast Club talking some, oh, he be faithful and all that, so he love his and girl.
That somebody done caught him cheating?
He was in some whole DM.
That's cheating?
Yeah.
What the message is?
I don't really know. Just being in the DM, but it looked like it wasn't in... It didn't have no good intentions.
That's the difference right now. Yeah, depend what a nigga done said, because he could have just put some googly eyes in.
Nah, but you can't even play them games like that.
You're right.
You got a girl.
You right. Excuse me, I'm Mr. You Can Cheat, boo.
Oh, it's a stay-at-home dad. Right. Oh, okay, what you doing this week? This week, last week, what was last week?
Rub corns.
You know, that's like every week.
That's normal shit.
But you say you're going to buy 2 for $10 flowers.
Oh.
Last week.
I said that?
Yeah. Now, what you doing this week? What you doing for, as a stay-at-home dad, what you doing to make her happy this week?
Today, I know what we're doing today. Today, Monday?
Yeah. You going to do it on Monday?
No, because we got to sit back today. Today, okay. that day we got to watch Love & Hip Hop.
Oh, okay.
Feel me? She into that. That's her little ratchetness moments that she
has. Oh, yeah, having a righteous and ratchet.
Yeah, because, you know, she don't do that cause she worked too hard, and then you know that little cheating get in the way.
her cheating be wearing hot.
Yeah, man. So Monday all day's the one loving him. Basketball wise.
No, come on, Monday no more. Oh, I was saying. But you on that whole VH1 little run.
Oh, my bad. I thought Love Hip Hop came on Monday.
Nah, man. Come on. Sunday, I watching it.
You about to do with your book?
I watch it by myself. Yeah, that's the thing with, like, Basketball Wives and all that stuff. I remember I used to watch it when it first started.
I told you, the last time I saw that shit, nigga, Jim Jones was on that shit.
Oh, that's Love and Hip Hop. You keep confusing it. But it's that whole thing, though.
I thought that's what I said. We watching on Monday, Love and Hip Hop.
Love and Hip Hop, but then you mentioned Basketball Wives.
Oh, yeah, but I'm saying, you said all that shit come on Sunday. So,
you know. No, Basketball Wives come on Sunday, Love and Hip Hop come on Monday.
All right, bitch, I said Love and Hip Hop first for Monday. This today's
nigga,
Monday.
You call me a bitch, right? All on the air, nigga.
A bitch.
It's rude, bro.
I said that first, bitch. Oh, man. Damn, you met Rico Strong.
I didn't meet Rico Strong, nigga.
Yeah, nigga.
I seen him.
He always breaking little news,
eh? He didn't pass. Don't feel me, bro. He didn't pass by me, kid. You know what I'm saying? That nigga. But whatever, bro.
Oh, man.
Shout out to that. But remember, like I said, remember when niggas used to keep watching porn a secret, bro? Now niggas be.
Niggas search be open. Box. Search box. Search box crazy.
Well, you read a nigga history, you'd be so disappointed.
That's what you like, nigga? Damn.
Mommy and stepson.
Stay at home day.
That's that kind of stuff.
How you think that came about?
Oh, nah, buddy. What else we on, kid?
Top 5 words you use every day.
No, stop that. What I was mentioning earlier, though.
I don't know. Get them niggas them top 5 words.
Now, we still ain't finished that movie that we inspired.
Oh, well,
you nigga watching Titanic the other night.
That's an inspired movie?
Nah,
inspired, but inspired not to get on no boat, no ship, no.
You watch Titanic. You watch Titanic. You don't want to share nothing after that. In the end,
bitch, get your ass off my door. Get your ass off my door.
Oh, Rose folded, man.
No,
Rose. No, Jack. No. It was Jack was in love, bro. No, that's what being in love gets you.
So deep in my feelings.
Put up. Hey, that's what love gets you, kid. Nah, Jack.
Nah, yeah, love just met the whole 2 days on the boat.
My nigga was chilling.
Had no bread.
Nah, but remember, kid, I told you I fell in love for the day one time.
That 2 episodes ago.
That nigga
fell in love on a ship, bro, on a cruise.
Nah, man, being on a ship especially, bro. It's something special
it's
about that.
It's so different about
it's different, bro. Listen here, nigga, it was something. If you go on a little baby boat, you might fall in love, nigga. Just something about being on a boat.
The first time I went on a boat, bro, we got pulled over.
Oh, where the boat got pulled over?
Yeah, nigga, everybody went on the boat, got pulled over. Everybody on that bitch drinking.
Everything was good?
Nah, the captain of the whatever, the nigga driving, he got two $500 tickets because none of his kids had on life vest.
Oh, man. Ain't that worse to get a ticket while you the driver, man. Nah, niggas ain't patching up on that ticket, man.
I ain't even know, bro, that you can have, like, beer. You just can't throw it in the water, obviously, but... Them bro. Niggas don't give a fuck, bro.
You're not coolers. Supposed to drink and drive either.
2 full coolers, bro. A fucking alcohol, bro, on this boat. Them niggas just opened it. Look, that nigga asked the driver, you got any weapons in the thing? He said, nope. He searched that. Seen the 2 kids with no arm. And that's all. He wrote that shit up, da-da-da. And that was it.
Bro, see, you get a ticket, my nigga. Niggas ain't helping you patch up for that ticket. That gonna ruin. That's the worst when you get a ticket and you trying to force yourself to continue your night.
You know that shit hurts.
That shit hurt,
bro. You just lost $1,000 right there. You better hope these fish you make right now, you sell it, boy.
Niggas gonna go in the ocean trying to catch fish now.
Mm-hmm. That's what he did. That's what he do for a living.
Oh.
He go on the water and get those Finding Nemo fishes and stuff.
You headed out, bro, and you driving. Forget being on a boat. You driving, and crackers pull you over and you get a ticket.
You going back home.
Nah, not if you the driver and you got people with you.
I'm dropping them niggas back off. I see y'all boys tomorrow. Vibe just got killed, bro. Like, I'm not in the mood for that shit. Y'all got to think about these 30 days. I got to wait for this mail to drop in. I got to go to court. I ain't fighting this shit. I know I'm wrong.
Niggas already preparing that payment arrangement.
What? As soon as I... Nah, here we go. This bullshit, bro.
That's crazy.
Raw Dog King in the building.
Mister, you can cheat, boo.
Hey.
Henny Drizzle.
Hey,
nigga, oh, hold on, K. You guys, what you doing for Mr. Stay-at-home dad? What you doing this week, kid? I'm tripping.
So we loving hip-hop today.
Loving hip-hop, okay.
God, you know you gotta always have breakfast and dinner ready.
What's some of the qualifications? Get them again.
White eggs.
But
you gotta have bubble baths this week. Right?
Bubble baths?
After a hard day of cheating.
After the cheating, you got to provide baby with bubble baths.
Always kids tucked in before 8:39. Nine of ladies.
How old the kids? What's the oldest?
12.
Have you 12 niggas?
Niggas had them early.
And they 12, they can stay up a little later.
Oh yeah, you're right, but not all the money. It's a scooter.
You gotta be responsible.
That'd be a good step there. our youngest one is 3.
Come on.
Oh shit.
He just coming around to you.
Which one is 3?
Yeah, 3.
Yo, that's ours. That's ours.
Oh, that's
the 12-year-old I had to adopt. She had that word.
Oh.
Yeah, that
one early. Man, you just came into it with that one there already.
Yeah, it was there. He was 9. He was 8.
Oh,
but
yeah.
On 9.
That's what's so, you got a nice little, you ran your own little book.
Story sound fitting, what?
You're a little author now. Okay, bestseller.
Try to get out there with Charlamagne the God.
Some of y'all set up a GoFundMe for your book.
Hey, we need equipment, bro. What's up? Y'all gonna support a nigga GoFundMe?
Dead ass.
We just need like $750.
Set a GoFundMe for $750. Dead ass.
$1 from each one of y'all.
All 750 listeners.
We got 350, but them 350 plus.
You gotta lie about the stats a little bit.
350. Well, shit, we don't know after the day was up.
Set a GoFundMe for equipment, man. We was just joking, bro. We ain't gonna go
to Cuba.
We gonna be serious. We
go to Key West though.
3 days, 2 nights.
Might go to Puerto Rico.
We might need a little bit more than GoFundMe.
No, we just bullshit. We just need a little equipment.
We're going to be serious. We need some HD cameras. You know, some shit that can see at night good. You know, I'm dark skinned.
You know, a little more for this little studio to pay for.
Oh, that ass. You know what I'm saying?
Our bookings be expensive.
That nigga never been to Mexico, though.
I don't think we want to go there right now.
What's happening in Mexico?
I don't know, but shit tight with the president. I don't want to get left back.
Oh,
snap. I mean, I know it's fucked up over here, but I don't know if I want to go to Mexico.
You don't want to go to Wyoming?
Hey, that's where Kanye had his listening
party. Hell no. Kanye put Wyoming on a map, boy. this Wyoming.
Low key, I should have put it on the map.
Nah, tell me, this Wyoming biggest year in the last.
Low key, I'm the only one mentioning Wyoming. We gotta get a backstory why I say Wyoming.
It wasn't Wyoming.
Yeah, I always say Wyoming.
Oh, it was Wyoming, yeah.
Nigga, this nigga tell me Trick Daddy ain't known in Wyoming.
But niggas don't Trick Daddy.
I was supposed to make that Wyoming shit famous, bro.
At this point in 2000.
Hey, you think Kanye West, bro? Talking about Wyoming, why? Man, because we on the first episode talking about it.
What's that?
The Wyoming shit about Trick.
But niggas can't.
If they call you listen to this story.
Oh, no. Let's pick another state.
That's a nice theory.
Let's pick another state.
North Dakota.
Bro, nigga be forgetting.
Niggas don't know this.
Nigga be forgetting North Dakota exists.
And it's two of them. It's the South and the North.
That make things easier for dumb niggas. North, South.
That nigga Wisconsin.
Niggas know Wisconsin. A lot of niggas go there for college.
All of a sudden, niggas is Green Bay Packers.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Niggas love some Aaron Rodgers. That's one of black people's favorite white person.
They love him and hate Tom Brady.
Wow. Nah, a lot of niggas like, a lot of black people like Tom Brady.
Name one.
I know niggas Patriots fans.
Don't
niggas
worry, like, are we? You want to ask this nigga walking by the door?
Stop it. What's a white person black people love?
Hello, what? What's a white person black people love?
Yeah. Like, oh, they used to love Paul Walker. Rest in peace.
Okay, yeah. Shout out Paul Wall.
Nah, niggas don't care about Paul Wall no more. No disrespect.
Niggas always wait to get their grills from Paul Wall.
No disrespect, Paul Wall.
No disrespect.
You're not one of black people.
John Travolta?
Nah, bitches don't care about him no more like that. Anymore.
You snide, you went bitches.
I mean, black people, don't. Bitches. Bitches don't even care. Even bitches care about anything.
Niggas don't know who John Travolta.
Niggas know who John Travolta.
Yeah, they know. I know niggas. Yeah. I believe niggas know. Niggas love Grease.
Oh. That nigga made me want to slick back in my hair. Hey. I wish I had hair.
Yeah, yeah. You just don't want to grow it.
Nah, because when you grow your hair, bro, you got to go through that ugly phase. That thing rough, boy.
You can't get that rough, boy.
Stop trying me, nigga. I can't go through that ugly phase. But a nigga do want to, like, a ponytail sometimes.
You want to rock that little Chris Brown, sideburn, yeah, cut off it, ponytail.
Well, I don't know. Braid the top, shave the side. But it's too much work.
I think you're too big for that, but...
What? Niggas be doing that, Ken.
I ain't say niggas don't be doing that. I just don't think it's a good fit.
No, you judging me?
No, I'm not judging you. Just letting you know that your audience might not agree.
I'm telling you, how they say in the fashion world, you have to take chances.
Oh, excuse me.
And be free.
Excuse me, Jimmy Choo.
Jimmy Choo.
Bitches used to love Jimmy Choo.
They don't do no more?
I think they have some Gucci's now.
No word. Damn. Yeah, that Gucci's always gonna be around. Niggas love them some Gucci.
Bitches might do Jimmy Choo. Who had Jimmy Choo brother? Ashanti.
That was just some rich nigga shit I just heard. I don't even really know who had it popping. You know what I'm saying? Want some Gucci slippers?
Bro, you want to go to your favorite company's 25-year reunion tour?
Who's my favorite company?
Marie.
Yeah, when Ja Rule's my favorite rapper. Mm. It depends where it's at.
I don't know.
If it's like Bayfront Park.
I ain't even know if they really coming now.
Oh, you gotta check. Who else on Murder Inc. other than Ja Rule and Ashanti? You want to hear some Charlie Baltimore? The Charlie Baltimore beats.
Damn, who else was over there?
No, that's what we came to.
That's all we got, boy. Murder and Ja Rule.
Talk about carrying a company.
Boy, God damn you.
All Murder Inc.
Damn you, 50.
Ruined it. Them niggas is still rich, though, kid. But
yo, 50 came through and swiped that shit.
They Nigga, we always be bashing Murder, Inc. a little bit. But it's just because I had so much love for
him. I never seen a nigga become a biggest 50.
I had my 50 run, my influence. Everybody had their 50 influence.
Boy, that nigga went from every little thing to baby, you's a wankster. You ain't never popped that.
I wanted a bulletproof vest so bad at one time.
That's why you always was getting them tanked. With you and tank
top. Oh, nah. I wanted a real bulletproof vest. I guess he didn't want to bring the energy around. Nigga started shooting you for real.
Oh, this nigga tougher.
Oh, right? Niggas
nigga just walk to the corner, no shirt, no nothing.
Niggas want to test your gangster.
I ain't tough guy.
Test niggas gangster. Ain't nothing worse than when a moment pop up and you gotta be tough and you fold.
What's crazy? I don't know how true, but what's crazy, like, it's... Game put out facts that 50 wasn't shot 9 times. He was shot 3. Matter, it don't matter. Nigga was shot. 2, Murder, Inc. Ja Rule done put up facts that this nigga snitched on somebody, bruh. And bruh, niggas love 50, bruh. No matter, that's why I don't know how true them, I mean, they pull up paperwork, so obviously this shit true, but bruh.
Niggas don't care about the truth.
Bruh, I love 50. I love Curtis.
You love 50. You the biggest 50 support I know.
I'm the only nigga in Miami bumping 50 through these streets.
You love you some
50. On the regular.
50 trash.
Oh, don't know a song go like that. On the regular.
Spell regular.
Nigga get the R-E-G.
It get tough after the U. I ain't gonna lie. When niggas go, you know, niggas, give it a shot. You can smell regular, bro. Come on.
Man, I'm a dumb nigga, bro.
Stop, man. They just trying to act fake shy.
Niggas do me fake shy.
Niggas do me fake shy. That's how you do with your chicks. Play fake shy. Get them right where you want them. Zest and sepi come out.
Damn, I want a bitch right my feet.
Oh my goodness, kid. That's how you always feel.
What?
You went in a pay to get it rolled.
Send me your cash at boo.
Bitches think that's sexy though.
I heard that's the only way to talk to bitches.
You gotta
ask
talk
for that cash.
You gotta talk that money talk just in talk, girl. Your cash app, boo. Bitches like that. Ain't hey, gotta put boo at the end.
Send me your cash app, boo. Yeah, bitch.
That's what you cussing after you pay for it.
Damn, bitch.
Damn.
He's 40 yards.
ain't nothing with a chick you just meet. Asking for bread when it's tough. The pockets is touching. When that 40 really hurt.
Messaging no. Nah, we broke niggas. We all kind of fucked niggas. Nah, bitch, how you was gonna make it before you met me? Bro, I never understood that, bro. How the fuck you need $300 all of a sudden, bro? You just met me 2 days ago. You ain't had this problem 2 days ago.
I know you had your plan already.
What the fuck, bro? I never heard no shit like this, bro.
She thought she saw a new rescue. She was on the search for a savior.
Don't save her. She don't want to be saved. Don't save her.
Okay. Should have been at the J. Cole concert.
No, sir. That's 3-6 Mafia.
What? No, J. Cole did a sample off of that.
I know that, but I'm not going off of J. Cole, bro.
No, but you're always going off of the 90s, bro.
That's what raised me. Last of the 80s, baby.
J. Cole concert, though. Maybe. Nigga, I don't know. It look boring, bro. I don't know, bro. You gotta be a real J. Cole fan.
Nigga gotta bring Pac out.
Bro, I don't know. I see little snippets of his concert. I was like, bro, you gotta be a real J. Cole fan to like that nigga, bro.
fuck.
Like to enjoy his concert. I don't know, boy. I ain't saw
well,
nothing.
You know me, I like bars, so.
I ain't seen nothing that inspired me.
That's the only reason I really fuck.
But a lot of niggas like him, though, but.
Yeah,
and I respect him, but.
They call got bars, man.
Yeah, his concert ain't for
you
me.
Say nah. You, like I told you, like I love that Chris Brown concert. You would have enjoyed it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm a Chris Brown fan. Yeah, but you're right. I mean, maybe that R&B shit different.
It is different.
Big difference.
Oh, different vibe.
Word, big facts.
Niggas ain't shooting that shit. Well, my bad. Chris Brown bring out gangsters, so I can't say that.
Yeah, different.
That nigga brought out Jeezy. Oh. Meek Millie.
Damn, that ain't no R&B.
Ace Hood. Fabulous.
Damn, what happened to Ace Hood?
He touring in overseas. I know that because the nigga I used to play baseball with, that's his personal DJ.
Yeah, that's what's up. Yeah,
shout out to DJ Vibe.
You can always get a bag overseas, dog. Yep. Alright, wait till alright. We got a couple episodes that let's go overseas.
What? Hey, go fund me.
Change the place.
The GoFundMe is we back.
It's not for equipment. We gotta get to Europe. At any cost, I'm so so that $1 a day he was talking about.
We're gonna need like $7.
Need about $7 a day, guys. Come on, from each and one of y'all support. Nigga, go see the site.
That little 444 you spent, let me get that. You ain't even gotta put the 28 cents, just $4 flat.
$4 flat to the GoFundMe. We gotta go to Europe. That overseas bag waiting.
That $750 that went up.
That went up, niggas. We need about $20,000.
And that's without the promotion. Not in this special air fee.
Y'all want us to live good, right? Oh, shit. Y'all don't want us to settle for less, right?
We ain't gonna get no dough.
That's what
we really going to get, bro.
Let's backtrack real quick. That one of her host's favorite quotes.
What
the? I ain't gotta settle for less.
I'm gonna still be hurt.
Oh, not suddenly, but she hurt.
She at home getting cheated on.
Shit. Oh, GoFundMe, yeah, man. Y'all support, please. Please support the GoFundMe, please.
My wife ain't got a cheat on
me. It's a stay-at-home dad. He just want to get away. He want to get away from all the spousal abuse.
All this mental abuse.
We got to take advantage of that. He's dealing with mental health issues.
I can't sleep at night.
Her hoes always love saying that too. I'm losing sleep.
I can't sleep at night. I cry myself to sleep.
Have you heard when they put that in a song? I cry myself to sleep.
Think about you and your new boo.
Her hoes always thinking about them and the new boo. Hoes be mad. Ain't nothing worse than when you break up with somebody to get a new boo first. You know he was racist. You low-key was racing, bro.
Yeah, that 2 months went by, that nigga got a girl.
Why you still trying to find yourself?
Hey, bitch is not trying to find
him. I gotta focus on me right now.
Oh, shit. Don't let a bitch get a new job. Man, I gotta focus on me right now.
Focus on me.
Bitch, stop it.
Now you gonna focus on that new nigga. So.
Bitch is still going home early.
Cutting that check short for a good time.
Oh shit, bruh.
Hot Dog King's in the building, man.
Mr. You Could Cheat, boo.
Oh, Mr. Stay-at-Home Dad.
Oh, where Henny Driz at?
Oh, Henny Driz right here, man. Oh. Let's go. Oh.
Shout out to L-50. Nigga sipped on this little effing over here.
Oh, word. Oh. That white get you right.
Once you go white. No, what was it you said?
They say when you go white. No. They say white is right.
That shit whack.
That shit right. Once you go black, you never go back.
Ain't never been back.
That's some basic nigga bars right there.
I ain't never been back.
Oh, yeah, you love black women. Yeah.
This nigga said women. Yo, that was one of the search boxes.
Black women? That what you be looking for on Pornhub?
No, I don't watch Pornhub.
What you be on?
XMXX.com.
Whoa. Tell me more about it.
You got all your pleasures, all your fantasies.
Damn. I remember we can't. No, I don't know where these sites been at, bro.
They going at 4-6. Hey, bro, bitches be on the porn websites, bro. Be cheating on their nigga on the phone, getting fucked by their nigga, bro.
What? That's wild.
That's that amateur porn.
Oh, man. Nigga can't watch no amateur porn. I don't know. I don't be feeling it. Need some of that HD money.
That should be so fake, though, bro.
I don't know all the time.
It's a couple holes. I love
Who you love, bro?
I can't remember all of my movies.
Who you love on XXX?
Oh, bro, it was a whole named Kitten, bro, when I was a youngin', bro.
Oh, man.
That hoe was fine.
She a throwback Thursday, bitch.
That bitch gave some head, but... Oh, super head, bro. Well, oh, what she did to Mr. Marcus?
That was
the only time we ever saw Superman. I know that's
she
the
made
only
a
time.
One-time appearance.
Shut up. That's all she needed.
That's a live-ass name.
Superhead.
Oh.
Shut up, Superman.
Imagine you with your girl at Walmart. That's what I said. They're Superhead.
You go check it. Who, me?
Yeah, one more nigga be like, damn, Superhead, you gonna act like that?
You gonna be tight.
You gonna be tight, bro.
Cause you know that hell got Superhead.
You know how I say it, bro. Ain't nothing worse than you fall in love with a hoe. But you don't find out till she a hoe till after.
Oh Lord, that's the greatest feeling.
What?
When you get hurt.
Oh man, don't talk about being hurt. Bro.
Oh man, you end up punching holes in wall.
Oh, I done seen you vigorously angry.
Ooh, niggas can't smell.
Tough word.
Definitely niggas can't use whatever sentence they thought about using.
I don't even know if I used it right.
Sound right. Sound so full.
Ah, I was on my Ray Lewis.
That cool ass.
Oh, sad radio. No, you should have seen. I watched your First Takes. I know you don't watch that.
Yeah,
my nigga,
only because you
Ryan
know.
Clark and that nigga Stephen A. Smith were getting heated today, boy.
That's a coon right there too.
Damn,
Stephen A.
Stephen ain't no coon now.
That nigga a coon. Man.
Stop it, bro.
That nigga a coon.
Bro, what you talking about? Can niggas be just throwing out cool loosely? what cool mean?
The definition is Jason Whitlock.
Oh, all right. Bro, we got to look up definition. I just feel like people be throwing it out there loosely like that, bro.
Nah, it's like...
Jason Whitlock, yeah, he made a bitch-ass nigga.
Exactly.
That nigga... That's
a non-coon is Rob Parker.
That nigga loves speaking up for black people and stepping on toes. And
that's a non-coon, right? He stepped on it because he got fired by NBA.
Yeah, yeah. Nah, that had nothing to do racially, though. No, yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Because RG3 got a little coon in there.
Big coon.
Not big coon.
Married two white bitches.
Nah, married white hoes ain't the reason.
Okay.
Because niggas love Antonio Brown. Hey.
I just realized he was too. I just found out he had a white bitch.
That nigga ain't black hoes a chance, man.
I ain't even know that. No, I think his first couple of jits is.
Alright, but he wasn't that nigga yet.
When he signed that John Hancock shit changed.
I don't know if his new chick white or she's Spanish. But
I know she lighter than a bitch.
She's.
That much.
We know who don't like black women. Maybe he like black women now. Tiger Woods. That nigga, he don't even look black women away.
He probably getting pussy away. He been playing lately out here.
That nigga making a comeback. He need, his next bitch, she gonna be the one. That got him to win the major.
You say he got one more major left?
For this year. And for y'all niggas that don't know sports and golf, it's four majors.
Like tennis. Niggas ain't know that either.
Like, you got a bunch of tournaments all year, but it's the four big ones that they call majors. What is the US Open, the Masters,
is one.
The British Open.
Oh, they do that in golf?
Yeah. And
the French. Australia.
No, the Australia Open. Open. No, that's tennis.
Oh, my bad.
The British Open. Masters,
PGA,
US Open.
Oh, okay.
Damn, it's one more, man. Y'all niggas, give us feedback. Y'all niggas tell us
the fourth one.
Help us sometimes. Damn.
Shit. We ain't give y'all much sports because we ain't really we know that Boston Red Sox, but y'all ain't on baseball, so we can't give y'all that.
Nah, niggas mad. Baseball's still going on.
Yeah, you feel me? Unless y'all want to talk the Big Three or the JBA.
Nah, niggas don't want to talk about that.
Shout out to Big Baller Brand Bullshit.
Them ZO2s ain't selling like that.
Niggas got to get them away now.
Them ZO2s.
We'll see them in the local city.
Nah, them ZO2s going to be in Ross.
Marshalls.
All in the same branch.
Yeah.
Went from $450 to $19.99.
Nah, they'll be $39.99. Until niggas ain't buying them.
ZO2s, they gotta see how they train.
I seen some fire feelers in City
Train. Oh, feelers winning right now.
Them winning.
Boy, I need y'all niggas to get USPA popping.
Nigga been waiting around for
this. Nigga don't feel secure right now.
He's gonna take a sneak picture of this nigga. What? It's that raw dog nigga y'all talking about.
She's coming out of the USPA store. No, bro, that's how you doing it? Alright, boy, it's that drip.
It's that jet ski drip.
It's that jet ski drip bullshit. Nah, but USPA got some fire.
Dumb fire.
Some dumb fire. Got some good colorway. You know, so that horse be proper.
That little color you were talking about was going to pop this year. It popped when we was in that stuff. That little purple maroon
that
shit.
That maroon?
Yeah.
It ain't pop. I thought it was going to be a color. Niggas pop. Ain't know. I'm going to give y'all the gem. The color of the year is maroon. Last year it was that green. That olive green or that just a earthy green.
Yeah.
This year was supposed to be maroon.
That light green weed.
That always pop. But... maroon ain't pop. Some niggas know, but it ain't pop. I thought it was gonna pop. I'm gonna pick the color of the year.
Color gonna always be blue.
All right, gangbanger. You know what I'm saying? That's all good. But niggas don't know sport. But niggas waiting for football.
What's your, before you go to that football thing, what's your color of the year? My bad. We on maroon still? I mean, it's time to change it up right now. Yeah.
I mean, if I'm talking for next, it's too soon to talk about next year's prediction. Cool.
All right, football, what you said,
there,
man?
We're going to get to that later on the year when it's new year, new me. You feel me?
Oh, damn. We're going to give y'all the podcast a couple days before the new year. But we're going to drop it on the new year.
Do a little countdown, like notarized.
I kind of would do, but I know you're going to probably be at work or be planning this, whatever. Anyway, what you said about football?
Niggas can't wait for football. Niggas getting
excited.
Tell
me which niggas watching football.
What's up?
Huh?
Oh, shoot, you not protesting?
I said, tell me what, nigga. I've been protesting.
Oh, you ain't been watching football? Oh.
You knew that. You come to the crib and want to watch the Dolphins. I be on some, oh, Lord, here we go with this shit.
but you be supporting.
I mean, you want to watch that shit.
That's all good. I'm going to try not to watch football.
I'm on my YG shit. Fuck Donald Trump. So you not going to watch football? Hell no. Yeah, I'm going to watch football. Fuck you, me. But no, nah, I mean, I'll catch a game. Like, most likely in the playoffs, I ain't missing that. Niggas still gonna deal, bro. I'm just saying. Niggas gonna miss the playoffs.
Niggas gonna kneel and still watch football.
If a nigga get too deep, like, he start wilding, then yeah, niggas gonna really have to just stop watching that shit, bro. It's just NBA, bro. This president, gookin' that foolishness.
Word.
How you gonna get taking niggas' freedom away, bro? From standing up for unarmed black people or African-American kids, whatever you want to call these people. Getting killed by police, bro. That's ain't got shit to do with. No disrespect, because I know our clients say with all the disrespect, but no disrespect to all y'all people that go to the military, bro. Like, that's not what that caused by, and I done heard niggas in the military say, bro, we cool with that shit. They ain't disrespecting us, bro. Like, we understand what he doing. Like,
But you know, it's give and take. It's both, bro. It's people that feel some way too. So,
yeah, fuck those people.
That's how you feel,
bro. Because it's not about the anthem, bro.
Yeah,
feel me? It's about people. I'm not gonna say that. Unarmed people. Cause I don't want to know if they're innocent or not. I don't care. Man. They unarmed, bro. Yeah. They not causing harm. Some of these motherfuckers already be handcuffed or be with their back turned, bro. Like, what kind of harm, what danger you in, bro?
Boy, niggas be like a whole 10 feet away.
You feel me? I ain't gonna say niggas might not be innocent. But, bro, the officer wrong, bro, by killing an unarmed nigga. Unarmed human, bro. Damn.
Sometimes you can't say nigga like that.
Yeah, bro. That shit be crazy. That shit be having me boiling because niggas really think we protested in the military. Bruh, this shit ain't got nothing to do with them niggas, bruh. What the fuck is y'all talking about? Boycotting niggas' pockets, bruh. That's what we doing.
Man, NFL niggas, them niggas gotta sit out.
How the fuck Colin Kaepernick can't get a job? But this nigga just mentioned RG3 a coon, bruh. He got a job.
RG3 ain't a... he's not all the way a coon now. He just...
But yeah...
He just ain't got, he ain't had no soul. You feel me?
This nigga.
He just ain't had no soul. You know, niggas be raised different. You know what I'm saying?
A little bit.
Drink a little bit. What happened to K-Camp, bro?
I don't know. Nigga just told me yesterday he be spinning ball.
K-Camp?
Yeah. He nice. He got entertaining music.
What?
He got entertaining music.
What was his last hit?
I don't know, bro. I told you about me and the new music.
Oh, I think this one it was this. what was his last cake can? That nigga used to be a spitter.
Oh, money bag.
Ooh, this is a vibe. Oh, wow. I like smoking weed, I like getting fat. Ooh. I like my cold food, I like turning on. I like brand new shit, so this is what I know. I like money bag, money bag, money bag. That song was vibing. That's
when he was out here spending that money bag.
Nah, I ain't spending nothing crazy. I was spending a little bit.
Spending that good old white man money.
Oh man, that's by that time that song was lit, boy. I used to go to the strip club probably like three, four times a week.
That's the Mero days?
Nah, that was before the Mero days. That was when I was a feet nigga.
Hey, elaborate what niggas is.
Oh, niggas don't know what a feet nigga is.
I mean, some niggas might have heard you on your thing.
Feet niggas a nigga with no car. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to all you feet niggas. because I'm still a feet nigga.
Oh, man. That's why you ain't got no car. You're a feet nigga. I mean, ain't a bad thing. It ain't a bad thing, but it is what it is. You're a feet nigga, kid.
I'm always a feet nigga.
A lot of miles on the feet. Like, you make it get a ride, but you got to walk a little bit, too.
He gonna tell you meet you up for you. You feel
me? I know, man. Disrespectful ass nigga. You can drop me home.
They made your homeboys, by the way.
A nigga that make you meet this nigga.
Yeah, they made your homeboys, bro.
Don't trust that. You ask a nigga for a ride, he say, all right, bro, I'll get a ride.
Nigga supposed to come pick you up right here at the door, bro. Or right there, or wherever the. You feel me?
Damn, bro, walk the building one.
Damn.
That nigga, the homeboy, treat you like an Uber.
Do that shit for a shorty, bitch. Oh, you outside? I'm coming. Okay. I'm coming. Stay right here. Y'all want that bitch to know where you live.
Niggas be opening the doors on first date. You gotta still do that.
I don't know niggas that do that.
Niggas don't open doors on first date?
I open door for bitches. Bitches be impressed.
That ain't true. Bitches be surprised.
Like, oh, shit, you open the door?
No. Bitches be surprised.
I took bitches on date and they was like, oh, you really open the door, huh? I said, yeah, what the fuck you mean?
That's them ghetto hoochies.
Them bitches that went to New York when they went to Benny Hollis. Blue hair bitches.
Blue hair, green. What you said, the blue hair, green nails?
Pink toes.
City trends.
Oh, no. City trends shopping. Middle of the rack.
Nah, City Trends lit, kid. City Trends
the good. One we go to left.
Nah, that one. Oh, man. Can't even tell y'all niggas, man. But we found this one. Oh, my God.
We hit the gym with that one right there. Bro,
we see the worst of the worst people out there, boy. You see real life, man. You see all walks of life, man.
You get caught two World Star moments.
What?
In that area,
bruh. Nigga, go there two times. You two for two of World Star moments, bruh. Yeah. Niggas ready to fight. Pop off of now! Pop off! Come on! Fuck all that talking shit!
What?
Pop off!
Fuck that bitch.
Come on, niggas is going in. Bruh, two World Star moments. You gotta be a. To work over there, boy. That neighborhood, them niggas.
That'd be tough.
You gotta really need a job.
Yeah, I think half of them people strapped. You sleep.
What? That was Dollar Tree with a gun.
Man, that was city. You ain't see the Spanish mommy because it was the hoe at the door. Was, oh, bitch, you think I'm robbing? Spanish mommy ain't budge, bro. I know that whole strap.
Oh, man. They used to it over there in that neighborhood.
That bitch was strapped, bro. It was a young Spanish mommy, too. But that bitch was like a hip-hop Spanish mommy.
Hip-hop Spanish mommy? Yeah. She ain't a real Spanish mommy.
She grew up with the niggas, bro. Like,
her boyfriend black.
Two baby niggas. Both of them 6'8" a bit.
Spanish bitches like tall niggas?
I think so.
What, they black? They gotta go black?
Yeah.
Like tall niggas.
Yeah, they gotta go tall.
That shit rough over there, boy.
That's our spot, dude. Feel welcome.
nigga kinda like that gun over there, boy.
Ain't nothing like a little rich taking.
He be in this store. Homeless niggas be shopping next.
Yeah. Oh, remember the nigga that came in with an outfit that he already bought in there?
You can go into the store with the outfit he bought from me.
Shit.
I knew that nigga was going out there.
Bro, he bought a whole new outfit, bro.
Bought a hat
to the T, bro.
To go back into the store and buy another outfit.
Bro, that shit was funny, bro. Damn. Bro. Lord Jesus.
Raw Dog King's in the building, man. Mr. Stay-at-Home Daddy.
You got to run bubble baths today.
Oh, you going to run some bubble baths. I took a bubble bath one time.
Monday, one of them days, you got to pack it in early when you're staying.
As a stay-home dad on Monday.
Ain't no past 11.
Oh, yeah. Hell no, nigga.
No, I ain't talking about outside. I'm talking about in the house already, bro. You already in the house. You already packed it. Sports Center. You can't even watch that.
You can't watch TV after 11 on Monday.
You sleep by 11:50. You.
she done wore you out. She done worked you to death.
You don't wash dishes. Two out of trash.
You just want some rest.
Some shut eye.
You know a nigga tired when they say they want some shut eye.
Bro, you know when I say shut eye, bro, I be tired, bro. Because I don't care for sleep, bro. So.
But when a nigga wants some shut eye,
this boy been gone for a while. What, bro? Yeah, you got today. One Monday, you gotta be tucked in.
Wait, talk about so. Hold on, after you do all your chores,
put the kids' laundry in.
No, you had to have the laundry taken care of by Monday. Only if you got some rollover.
Yeah, the kids coming from work. I mean, from school, dirty as fuck.
Oh, you gotta do laundry often.
Damn, dad. She always
running? Oh man, machine don't stop. At least when you do laundry as a stay-at-home dad, it make it seem like you always busy.
What you doing?
Doing laundry.
Damn, bro.
When she hear that rumbling and that tumbling, you good. Ooh, washing machine sound. throw a sneaker in there. Bum, 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 bum.
Then that shit run all day.
Oh, that banging. The more banging you hear, the better clothes washing. The better you do in laundry.
All right. After everybody that took a shower. You just sat down, you watching your 11. What time did you say 11?
Oh, 8 o'clock, 11.
8 o'clock. All right, so at 9 o'clock.
Oh, you gotta take care of your chores. Before 8, that's a tight window. You can't play around on Mondays.
Everything ready, though.
She all right, yeah, sure.
The kid, her, I go get the big one by like 3:30 from school. The little one stay in daycare. She go get it. The little one.
Okay.
While her way for work or whatever. You feel me?
Oh, that means she get off like 5.
Right? Yeah, you feel me?
Oh, that's good. Oh, yeah.
So which?
Oh, bro, the whole point.
You told me that I leave. Okay. Today on Monday.
On Monday, because you can't play around. But she gonna let you stay up a little late because you watch Love Hip Hop.
Nah, I'm not. Fuck that. I'm tired. I had to pick Lil, I gotta come back. I had to leave the food running. I had to leave food running on low.
You
left
the house with the stove on. You driving, get Lil, man, you stressing. Niggas like, damn, really put it on low.
Fly through traffic. You know, a little bit.
I know where she get held up a little bit.
Out there. I did a Western. You know, wifey got money.
Oh, yeah, stay at home. Dad, you gonna be out there Western. Western or somewhere on the beach.
No, I don't wanna be on the beach.
You don't wanna be Western?
But if wifey wanna be on the beach.
You ain't got no choice in wifey wanna be on the beach, nigga.
All right, so we get back to the house by 5. She just got off. She finna go put food ready. Da-da-da. By 6:37, everybody done 8. Kids go take a shower at 8 o'clock. We in that bit watching Love & Hip Hop. Kids watching their cartoon. Little man probably watching wrestling since it's Monday. Yeah. And then, what you say? 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, power. Love & Hip Hop finish. I don't care for what come next.
Yeah, sure. Next time, sometimes you be just, it roll over so good.
Next is my 1 hour free time.
That's your 1 hour free time. You do, she will give you between 9 and 10, you got to yourself. Niggas gonna do a puzzle. And you know what niggas be pick up new hobbies, they always start with a puzzle.
Word search.
Yeah, bro. Niggas be searching words they can't spell.
That's why I go talk to my dogs on the phone.
Oh, shit. Niggas squeeze like three homeboys in an hour.
What's good, bro? All right, bro.
As a stay-at-home dad, Monday to one day.
Monday football on the season, but we ain't watching football.
It's not right now. You gotta go. We ain't watching football.
But if you watch it,
we ain't watching football. Okay.
I probably gotta sleep on the couch because I ain't gonna watch.
You might gotta negotiate, but Monday you can't play by Monday. If you handle all your chores and take care of everything,
I got that window 9 to 10, 9, 10, 15. She let me. Yeah, I'll be back in bed.
She might let you stay up late.
Fall but back on silent.
She might let you stay up late, but that morning, she don't want no excuses.
Your ass better be up 5:30.
Making egg whites.
Sausages, pancakes, or waffles, whichever one they feel for that day. But shit, you never know what they feel for. You just gotta cook that shit.
You better know what she feel for if you stay up late. Better know what she feel for in the morning.
That bitch want waffles.
Waffles, huh? Light on the syrup.
The blueberry waffles.
Shit sound good. Right? I don't really like waffles like that, but... Still, you know, sometimes you, for that moment when you be talking about something.
You're going to take wife, on a good day, like on a Sunday, you take your wifey to Jackson's, little black.
Take a wifey to where?
Jackson's. It's a little soulful restaurant.
Oh, I never heard of it.
Black business over there, open locker.
Yeah.
The three times I've been there is well protected. I've seen a lot of police.
You just ain't tripping on that, kid, but that's just not my idea.
My idea of a day. In the heart of
That's just a regular pick me up.
You gotta take that bitch with blue hair.
You gotta take care of the bitch with blue hair, green nails, and pigtails.
And that bitch only step out the house with blonde hair. I mean, blue hair, I'm tripping.
Blue hair, green nails.
Oh, man.
That's what's up, man.
Bro, dog, kings in the building. Bitch, it's wrap up time.
Oh, man.
But don't wrap your dick up. Raw dog, king.
Safe sex is the best sex. Come on, man. Miss Alita Connor, home on purpose. Raw dog, kings, man. Say less.
Shout out to all you Dolphin fans.
It's been another rough year.
You gotta get your Hennessy bottles ready.
Oh, man. The Dolphins have niggas stressing.
For all you niggas still supporting.
Nah, this the year, though. Come on. This the year.
All right, bro. Wrap that shit up, nigga.
Say less, Ken. Mr. Stay-at-home Dad.
Mr. Leader coming home on purpose. Henny Dredd says, Zesty Seppy. Son of a bitch.
Yeah.